Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, hello, hello. This is Vita Miguel. Today is Wednesday, September 21st, 2016. I am Vita Miguel, host of the Vita Miguel Show. And you have been listening to one of the songs from Eke Shola's album, her debut album called Final Beginning. And that track is called Sunrise, one of my favorites on the entire album. Again, that's Eke Shola, E-K-I-S-H-O-L-A. The album is called Final Beginnings, and you can purchase this album on iTunes right now if you wish to. And you can listen to a lovely song, Sunrise. I love Ascending, Classical Prayer, Fractionated. There are so many different cuts in this album that are really great. She's an independent artist out of San Francisco, California. I really want you guys to check it out. All right. So, just want to dive into some of the things that have been going on lately. We are going to talk about Gotham today, but I also wanted to pay homage to the three men who were murdered in the recent weeks. We have two Terrences, one in D.C. The Terrence, who I believe is also in, let me get everything right. So Terrence in, I think, Oklahoma. I can't get them all straight. And then there's Keith, who is in Charlotte. And the fact that I have to stop and think about who's what is very disturbing in our country, especially right now. So my heart goes out to all the families, and may peace be with them. May their hearts not suffer horribly, and may they receive justice from God. All right, so it's been a while since I've been with you all, and we're going to talk about, we're going to shift gears very drastically now, going from the serious into the light-hearted. And we're going to talk about Gotham. I really love the show. The debut came on Monday night. I recently got back from California and attended a wedding, and I was so blessed to have been able to go. I was just thrilled, however, to be able to get back to New Jersey and be able to see Gotham. It was a lot of fun. Okay, so things I'm thinking about. New things, just so many different questions. I want to see Lee. I know she, in real life, Marina Baccarin and Ben McKenzie met on the set of Gotham. They, I think he ate the cake before the wedding, and she got pregnant before they actually got married, but they did marry. And I know she had a girl recently, so maybe she's still on maternity leave. But I really love them together. They're my favorite couple on the show. I really want to see them back together. Now, the new characters that I like so far. Okay. The Vale character was also supposed to be the Vicky Vale. She's got a different name. And she's the Eager Beaver journalist. She's okay. I'm not really feeling her all that much. I think that she's going to be a character that I might grow to like, but for the first episode of season three, I didn't really care for her. She was too cookie cutter. You know, I grew up on the Batman from 1988 with Michael Keaton, Kim Basinger, and Jack Nicholson as the Joker. Kim Basinger was Vicki Vale. And she wasn't a stereotypical cookie cutter, go get 'em, journalist. I just didn't get that from her. She just seemed like a real woman who, yes, I happen to be a journalist. Yes, this is my job. Yes, I'd like to find out more about what's going on in Gotham and Batman and all sorts of stuff. And by the way, she just happens to fall in love with it. Okay, it just seems a little bit more natural, you know, to me. If you can call a gothic novel natural. All right, because they're comic books, graphic novel comic books, and they'll probably get smashed by some of the blurbs out there and the people in their community. Let's see what else I like. I loved seeing Poison Ivy again. I want to see more Poison Ivy as a young girl. Ivy Pepper, she's awesome. We get to see how she transforms into Ivy. She's an older Ivy. I would have liked to see more of her as a child, but, you know, Gotham has so many different characters, and it's, now maybe her storyline will be a little bit more, have a little more meat and bones on, because before it was very basic and you didn't get to see very much of anything. So it's good to see Ivy's storyline go back. I'm glad Fish Mooney is back. I have some controversial things to say about the whole thing with Jada Pinkett Smith. If I remember at the end of the episode, I'll get into that. It is good to see Jada Pinkett Smith playing Fish Mooney again, because I really do believe that's one of the characters that made the show. Really, I tuned into Gotham for Jada Pinkett Smith, and I didn't think it was cool that she pretty much only appeared in two episodes of season two. But maybe she had issues. I'm not sure why she left the show. I wasn't there for that. I didn't like it at all. Edward Nygma, he's in not Indian Hill. I guess back in Arkham Asylum. I love Ed Nygma's character. I'm glad to see Penguin. I really, really want them to pick up the Butch and Tabitha romance again. I think Tabitha and Barbara together is just no. I don't see them choosing each other. I really think Tabitha really loves Butch, and we know that he loves her, and he has asked the Penguin for her life, despite the fact that she killed Penguin's mom. So, I think that's pretty interesting. I want to see those two get back together. I think that they will. Barbara's becoming an interesting character. I just don't know what to do with her, and I'm not sure what the writers do either. Once we found out how crazy she was, make cuckoo crazy, it really is almost as if she's this extra stock character that's there for when they want to fill in scenes. I don't know if that makes any sense. You know, Tabitha came later, but she seems to have more substance or character does, the way that it's written. I don't know if I'm explaining myself, but it just seems to me that now we don't need to have Barbara in the show. I think I would miss Tabitha. I would definitely miss Butch if they weren't there. So it's kind of like that. Great to see Kat. Love to see Kat. Love Selena Kyle. I mean, doesn't get better than that. Some people were on Twitter the other night, and they were saying that they really weren't there for the whole Kat and the Bat romance as young children. I don't like seeing young kids. And to me, they're kind of just getting ready to go to the mall by themselves young. And I think that's a little bit too early for them to have any type of serious relationship. And I don't think you see too much of that on the show. So, I mean, I understand what people were saying, but they're still trying to fill each other out. They're still trying to understand what life is about a lot. Both of them are trying to survive. So, you know, in a way, they kind of are already grown before their time. They don't really have too much time for, you know, falling all over each other and being in love and all that, because they're adults now, you know, between losing their parents and between having to survive and everything. All right, now, new things, I guess. One of the things I was thinking about. I miss Hugo Strange. I was upset when Miss Peabody was killed. I knew it was coming. I knew that, you know, Fish Mooney was going to go after her because of the way she treated her when she was in Indian Hill, but I didn't want to see Miss Peabody go away so quickly. So, I don't know, I was really kind of, like, bummed out to see that she had died. So, I didn't like that. But I like the plot line with Fish to see what's going to happen with her powers of tactile hypnosis. I think that's really awesome. I always think about the character that I think Logan in X-Men, I don't know which one that was. I think it was I don't know what it's called. I think it was X-Men's Origins, Wolverine, that one, when he's living in Canada with his brother Sabretooth, and they go through all the different wars in the U.S. together. His love interest, the woman he loved, and they saved her death, and she came back, and, you know, unfortunately they couldn't be together. All these different things that were going on with her, she's a tactile hypnosis, and Fish has that now. But she's got to get more and more of this drug so that she can help herself maintain that. And every time she uses this power, she is causing the body to, I guess, has some sort of an autoimmune response. I think that's kind of the way that Miss Two-Body tried to explain it. So there's that going on. All right, now, I have a very important confession to make. Oh, my goodness, this is really crazy. I really, really, really like, I guess in poor my audience, I am so into Alfred. Something about Alfred is just really it for me. I don't know. He's older. Maybe that's because I'm older now. I don't know what's going on. It's just freaking me out. Alfred has been hot to me since that episode. I think it was called, I can't remember what it was called. It was in season one, and he had to ask Fish Mooney where he could find Bruce, and how he kind of sweet talked to her. He was like, listen, you know, I know you're a woman who, you have a very kind gaze, and I know you're a woman who's who's full of compassion and doesn't let petty things interfere with this and that. He was just so awesome. And then he can fight, and he can make a cup of tea. Oh, my gosh. He's got the cool British accent. I think Alfred's awesome. I don't know, I guess that's like my old dude crush or something, because he's just old, but it's just, I mean, I guess age is relative, so I don't know, I just really like Alfred, I think he's awesome, I like the actor who plays him, and I really love his role, because, you know, Alfred has always been this older guy, and that's what I like about Gotham. You get to see the before, the prequel, you see that people actually had lives, and Alfred wasn't just this old, you know, British white guy doddering around with a cane and, you know, glasses and everything. He wasn't that guy. Although, I think when Michael Caine played him in the Batman with, what is that man's name? Oh, goodness, Christian Bale. That one was actually pretty decent. Christian Bale is somebody I really, yeah, we'll leave Christian Bale alone. But his Batman was interesting. Let's leave it there. Okay, so I love Alfred. We already got that out of the way. Okay, that was my concession. Now, I do want to find out what's going on with the Court of Owls. I'm not sure if anybody really already knows what's going on with the Court of Owls. You all can call in at 323-870-3410. That's 323-870-3410. If you like us, you can follow us at The Vita Miguel Show. Okay, that's on Facebook, The Vita Miguel Show, V-I-D-A-M-I-G-U-E-L Show. That's on Facebook, and on Twitter you can follow us at Vita Miguel Show. You can also do a hashtag. I think that, again, you can call in right now at 323-870-3410, 323-870-3410. Oh, my goodness, so many things are going on with people on Gotham. Now, Jim has gotten beaten up already in the premiere of season three. I guess everything has started now. The season has officially kicked off. I did like the little Stegosaurus brother who was in the beginning of the series of the episode the other night, and he was in breaking into the pharmacy. I thought that was awesome. he had the little Stegosaurus, I guess the growth on his back. I'm not sure what that was about. There was a character who accelerates your age who will basically kill you by touching you and making you age rapidly. I liked that scene when we saw how Ivy aged and she escaped by falling down that hole. I don't know if she jumped into the hole or she fell, and I don't remember. So I know we'll be seeing her again. The question is, what will her relationship be with Kat after that, although she can't be upset with her. So when I saw Ivy, you knew Ivy was going to get into some type of foolishness because Kat kept telling her, now remember, you must stay here. Stay here. You know, and Ivy's not the type of person. I think, you know, those kids who were living in the street, none of them are really like that. The ones who are really fending for themselves are very independent. So you knew that something was going to come with Ivy. I just didn't see this coming. So the way they wrote that was really awesome. I'd like to know what happened to the Joker's type character. I'm not really clear if that he's supposed to be the Joker or if he's kind of like a prelude to the Joker. I don't know if they revived him somehow in Indian Hill. There are these hints that he's coming back. I'd like to see him again. I thought that his acting was superb. I really bought him being a young Joker, being that young maniacal person that's eventually going to wreak havoc for Batman and everything, I thought his acting was awesome. And I believed every second of his crazy. I totally bought it. So I want to see him again. And I also want to see Firefly because I love her story. I think she's another person. That's the ultimate survivor. You got burned all over your body, and you came back from that, and that was just amazing. It's unfortunate that her mind was tinkered with, and she's a little bit off, but I'd love to see her character one more time. She's great, and I also want to see what happens with Harvey Dent, because that's another one. Okay, so my older guy crush on the show is Alfred. My young guy crush on the show is Harvey Dent, who is the attorney, as you guys all know, in the Batman series, who I think somehow, I'm not sure exactly what happens. I don't know if he has acid poured on his face some type of way. He has some type of mishap with acid, and that's why his half of his face is ruined and the other half is still normal. But and reflecting how, I guess, this dual, not personality, but just this fight between good and evil and how he takes the case by flipping a coin and things like that. I think he was played by Tommy Lee Jones in one of the Batman movies. But I love the actor who plays him. He's absolutely gorgeous. I mean, stunning to look at. And we don't see him quite enough. I really want him to come back. And, you know, I guess when they start apprehending more of the criminals and really start getting everything going in the Mad City, they will do that. Now, I don't know what all the Gotham mini seasons are called. I remember Rise of the Villains. I remember Mad City. Of course, that's new. There was another one, but I can't call it. So if anybody ever, you know, figures that out or they know what it is, get back to me at Vida Miguel Show on Twitter or even write to the Vida Miguel Show on Facebook. I'd love to know what those subtitles were. Just out of curiosity, I just wanted to have that in my mental Rolodex. Now, I think that if Bruce finds out what's going on with the whole Court of Owls thing, I wonder if they're going to actually kill him, because we see him in the next episode talking with him, or they're going to try to recruit him. I want to know what's going on with the doppelganger Bruce, who seems to not know what day it is, and he doesn't know who he is, and all this other, you know, what is going on with him? So now I'm beginning to wonder, wait, is which Bruce is which? You know, was there a switch? What happened? Because now it's, you don't know what's going on, so I'm beginning to really wonder. But I guess not, because why would Doppelganger Bruce try to investigate the Court of Owls? So I'm not sure. So the way they wrote that was actually pretty interesting. I love Lucius. How he's, I want to see more of Lucius. Lucius is, you know, I think Tom Wayne's one of his, the men who worked for him in Wayne Enterprises, but I think he kind of had more of a side role in that. Well, I think he might have been his right-hand man, and like an unseen right-hand man who was very unassuming. And he's turned out to be really awesome, and now he's working for GCPD. And my guess is that he's going to, in a way, be another Edward Nigma in his own fashion. You know, Nigma was working in medical, he was working in, the ME's office, the medical examiner's office, doing forensics. I don't know if that's what Lucius is doing, but he seems to be operating in that type of role, and I really want to see more Gotham. Gotham has a lot of great characters, and that's a hindrance and a blessing at the same time, because sometimes you miss them, and so what happens to us? Oh, yeah, we haven't seen such and such. Wow, I want to see more of this character. I want to see more of that character. There's so many of them. So you do wonder what's been happening. You do have to feather them in and out of episodes in order to get them all in, because they all have interesting stories. Most of them have interesting stories. Barbara, like I said, you know, nothing against the actress. I think she works her part really well. I just don't think that, you know, I just don't care. People like her crazy. I just think, you know, I don't... Her crazy. I don't understand it. So, no, I'm not here for it. Now, what else would I want to see? I definitely, someone else who has been missing for a while. We already talked about Edward Nigma. We know where he is. Harvey Dent, I already talked about him, how beautiful he is. Ooh, nice. Harvey Dent. Let's see. I'm waiting for Harley Quinn to show up. Now, this would be interesting, who they pick to have her, I'm sorry, to play her, because I think in the comics, she somehow ends up in Arkham Asylum, and she I think, takes up for the Joker some type of way. Like, she, I don't know what it is she does. I think she's a psychiatrist or a psychologist or something like that. And then she starts relating to what the Joker is up to and what his deal is. So I do want to see that. Now, that, the Joker and Harley Quinn, oh, definitely want to see those two. So I'm hoping that that storyline gets at least introduced. We get to see the nascency of their relationship. That is going to be awesome. I'd love to see those two. I do want to see Copperhead again. The girl who played her was awesome. I don't know if she got, was killed or what happened. I don't think she was. I know she was running after Bruce and running after Selina, and they asked them to kidnap them both, where they had to put a bounty on them for them to be brought to them, and that they escaped Bruce and Selina. But I do want to see Copperhead again. She was great. The woman who played her was awesome. I don't know what else to think. So, yes, we've got Gotham, new heroes and villains, thickened plots, all kinds of stuff going on. I guess Doctor Strange is going to be let out, Hugo Strange. I think B.D. Wong did an excellent job playing him. I'm looking forward to seeing him again. Now that Miss Peabody is gone, unfortunately, and she was going to snitch. Oh, my goodness, why did she open her mouth? Snitches get stitches. It was like, what, you don't know this? I don't know. But I think that she's going to be missed, like I said. But I really want to see Hugo Strange. I think he did a wonderful job of playing him, and I am looking forward to seeing him again. I don't think we're seeing the last of Hugo Strange. I hope we haven't seen the last of Miss Peabody. You never know what on this show. People come back from the dead all the time, and they get revived and all sorts of stuff. I don't know what happened to Mr. Freeze. I really want to see him again. I thought the person who was touching people and was killing them by desiccating their bodies and accelerating their age process, I thought that was Mr. Freeze at first, and that wasn't him. This is some other character. I'm not sure if he has a name, the one who touches you and the life just drains out of you. If anybody knows his name, could you please guide me at Vita Miguel Show? Because I just want to figure out, so I really want to know who he is. Some of you out there really know everything there is to know about all these characters. I'm just scratching the surface. I'm discovering new characters because of the show, and then sometimes I'm wondering if those are the original ones or not. I mean, I think, as far as I know, Fish Mooney is pretty much new. I never heard of Fish Mooney, but if I'm wrong, please let me know, and I will proudly stand corrected. I have no problem with that. Some other characters that might be interesting to see are probably going to be coming up this season. Like I said, Harley Quinn, I want to see her. And let's see what else we got going on. Yeah, Edward Nygma. Ed Nygma, Poison Ivy, we'll see what's going on with her. I don't know if there's anything else too much. I just think that the season has gotten off to a really great start. I want to see Jim back on the force. You know that he's going to end up back there. The captain of the entire thing, I forget his name. I don't know. I think they need to go back to having. I missed the Latina woman captain who was there before. And then they killed her toward the end of, I think, season one or something. I really miss her. I thought she was awesome. I thought she was much more engaging. The whole, I want to be the tough captain. I've got a thick neck with a jugular vein coming out of it from an ex-Marine or whatever. I'm like, dude, no. That's like a very stereotypical role. I think it was cool work when you had this, you know, kind of soft, unassuming Afro-Latina woman who was there, and she was actually very tough in her own way, but she did it her way, and it was actually very much more believable, but she was vulnerable, too. I think there was a point where she was talking with Jim, and she said, listen, you know, I've got a kid, I've got a family to think about, I can't go off and do vigilante stuff, you know, and that's, of course, where Jim comes in, because before, he didn't really have anybody, and now he's got Lee, and she's pregnant, and we're hopefully going to find out what happens with her. I think he's hinting at a romance between himself and Vicky Vale, or whatever, it's not Vicky, but the Vale woman. I don't know how that's going to really work, especially since he's got a fiance who's pregnant. I mean, I don't know. I don't know how that's... No. I guess I think of Jim Gordon as being very straight-laced. And of course, that's the whole premise of the show, is to show you what his lives were like before he became old Jim Gordon commissioner from the 1960s Batman show. I mean, he had a life before then, that's what they're showing you. That's fine. Oh, my goodness, I cannot believe I did not talk about Harvey Bullock. Harvey Bullock is the comic relief of that entire show. He ain't Penguin. I just love Harvey Bullock. That is one of the characters we absolutely must keep on that show. I love him. He's awesome. Donald Logue is usually very awesome no matter what he does. I remember there was a show on Fox that he was on before. I don't know if it was, it wasn't Get a Life. It was, I don't know what it was, but basically it was a family show. He was a father of, I think, three kids. It was a sitcom. He had a brother that was kind of a ne'er-do-well character. I can't remember. And it was supposed to be, I think, Irish-Americans living, I don't know if it was in Queens or Brooklyn or something like that. And he was really good in that show. I loved that show. I remember him from that show. So much has passed between now and then. But I'm very happy to see him back on Fox and acting in a series that I love again. He basically is my life on that show. I love it. I love him. I'm glad he's trying to convince Jim to come back. I loved him as captain. He was just, you know, he was hardened, of course. He'd seen a lot, but he was still light, and there was a lot of levity to the role that he brought. So I really do enjoy Harvey Bullock so very much. So, yeah, not as much as Harvey Dent, though. Not as much as Harvey Dent. Harvey Two-Face is something, oh, my goodness. Yes, yes. I know I'm repeating myself, but I really like Harvey Dent a lot. So, yes, please bring him back. Hey, please bring back him. The Joker, and I really do want to see Harley Quinn. Yes, or Harlequin. I know it's Harlequin, but of course it's Harley Quinn. It's just like it's Edward Nigma, E. Nigma. I don't know. There's other things that are going on in Fox that are supposed to be new. I don't think I care for them. Right now, this is the main show I'm watching on Fox. My other television shows are coming up this week. I think I've got all my Chicago PD, I've got Chicago Fire, I've got Chicago Med. Chicago Med's basically my life this fall. I loved it when it came out. It was, I think they introduced it in January last year. Awesome show. I highly recommend it. I'm looking forward to The Catch. I can't wait for it to come back on. I think Shonda Rhimes, I'm glad she's able to reinvent herself and get new shows. It's a good thing. It's definitely about time for her to pack up. I know people love Grey's Anatomy, I mean, they love Scandal, but Scandal's pretty much seen its better day. I used to be a fan, but no, that show's seen its better day. They need to pack it. They should have packed up last season. They really should have. I don't know. She started trying to predict what was going to happen in this election, and it just didn't work. How to Get Away with Murder. Yeah. No, don't want it. So really, it's all about the catch for me, and these three Chicago shows. I can't watch all three of them because I've got other things to do, but I do keep up with Chicago Med and Chicago PD. Chicago Fire, I'm going to try to get back on track with that soon, so hopefully I'll be able to tell you guys some more about that. I guess that's it pretty much for now. I am very much looking forward to being with you all again in the future, and I am so glad to have the opportunity to speak with you all. If you all wish to contact me, you have some information you'd like to share in regards to Gotham, in regards to any other topic that you'd like to hear on the show, anything, the political realm, the election coming up, the what's going on in the church, what's going on in the secular world, what's going on with these shows, if there's a movie you'd like to see. I definitely want to see Doctor Strange. I'll be getting back with you guys about that, and I also plan on getting with you all about the Magnificent Seven reboot, which I think is going to be really great. I'm looking forward to that. So, with that, we are going to wrap up today's episode of the Vita Miguel Show. Thank you so much for being with us this afternoon. I hope that wherever you are, you are being blessed, and that tomorrow is going to be an absolutely fabulous and a terrific day for you. All right, then. Bye.